Spread the word and let your voice be heard. It's Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome to today's edition of Praise in the City. I missed you last week. I had to dip out of here. I was actually spending a week in Las Vegas. I was there for the United States Conference on AIDS. And I'm happy to say that my team is CLE. I do a healthy lifestyles workshop. Pardon me, for Black teen girls, and we call it CLE. And CLE is an acronym which stands for Sisters Informing, Healing, Living, and Empowering. And I think I might have mentioned to you before that I created a TV show called The Hype, and The Hype comes on Comcast Channel 66 every Thursday night at 6 p.m., and it is a talk-magazine show for, by, and about young women. Well, we were there in Las Vegas to present on this show and some of the innovative practices that we're doing here in Philadelphia for HIV STD prevention, and including self-esteem for young girls, and including making better healthy life choices. So we were very, very proud to represent Philadelphia out in Las Vegas last week. But it is the first weekend in October, and it is National Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And I have some very special friends joining me this morning, and we will be talking about the topic of domestic violence. But my guests are actually actors, actresses, and a writer. The writer has written a play about domestic violence, and we're going to get into that in just a minute. But first, let's get the morning started off with a bit of inspiration. This is Praise in the City on Praise 103.9.
Grace and mercy. Grace is when you get more than you deserve. Mercy is when you don't get exactly what you do deserve. I don't deserve it, so unworthy. Still, you bless me. Anyway, structure, tell the story. Say. Yeah, anybody know what I'm talking about?
So. So unworthy, Lord.
So unworthy.
Still.
If I can get a witness in the house, just lift your hands.
I don't deserve it. So unworthy.
Yes, sir. You look beyond my faults and you see my needs, God. I thank you for it.
So, so unworthy, Lord.
So unworthy.
Yes.
Still you bless me anywhere.
Anybody want to be real in the house and just apologize to the Lord? Come on, you can say this.
So sorry.
I've fallen short.
Of your word.
In spite of myself.
Yeah,
Lord. So sorry, Jesus. Hey. Short of your word. You keep looking beyond me, Jesus. Short of your word, God. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing me. So, hey, nobody can do me like you do, Jesus. Restore me into right relationship with you. Thank you, Jesus. So sorry. Standing here with my arms outstretched, Jesus. I lay prostrate before.
before you, God. So sorry. For that place that I went that I shouldn't have gone. Forgive me, God. Anyway, still you bless me anyway.
Still you bless me anyway.
Say anyway.
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 Ah, still you bless me anyway. Say this with me. Hey.
I don't deserve
the things you've done.
Still you bless me anyway.
Still you bless me anyway.
I've fallen short.
So many times.
So many times. Still you bless me anyway.
Still you bless me.
Come on, say it with me.
Anyway.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Giving you a moment of inspiration on this Saturday morning before we talk about a very serious and heavy topic, but it needs to be discussed. Today on Praise in the City, we're talking about domestic violence. October is National Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and so many times we run into situations with friends, or maybe it's in our own homes, where someone is being abused. And depending on the type of abuse, the person that's being abused might not even recognize that what's happening to them is in fact abusive. So we're going to talk about that. And some of my friends here who represent the world of theatrics, the theater world, are here to talk about how this same topic is being expressed in an upcoming play called Girl, He Loves Me. It's going to be at the Adrian Theater next Sunday evening, October 14th. So I want to welcome Darnell, Miranda, and Ben to the studio. Good morning, guys. How are y'all?
Good.
All right.
Speak
up loud and proud.
Hello.
I know it's first thing in the morning.
All
right. First and foremost, I wanted to address you, Darnell. You're a young guy and you wrote this play. Do you mind telling everybody, one, how old you are, and two, what inspired you to write a play about domestic violence?
Well, my name is Darnell Richardson, as Tiffany said, and I'm 20 years old. And what made me write a show about domestic violence was to get a message out about domestic violence. But for those that's going to see the show, you'll see that the show is not just about domestic violence, but more so about overcoming obstacles. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are in situations and they use that situation that they're in as an excuse of why they can't move on with right. certain things in their life. So I said, what a better way to get a message out by using domestic violence during Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And Girl, He Loves Me is actually the second anniversary that we've done this show
okay.
this year. We performed it maybe 10 times since 2011.
Fantastic. Yeah. And how has it been received each of the 10 times?
Well, every time we've done the show, we added something new to it. So mm-hmm. the audience loved it. So we had to keep bringing it back. And it was a request actually to bring it back. So
okay.
that right there tells you that, you know, it was very successful.
Now, is this a subject that's in any way close to your heart? I mean, have you experienced it? Have you witnessed it? Do you have friends who've gone through it?
On a personal level, but mm-hmm. a lot of times when I'm like either on the bus or in the store, I'll hear different stories of people that explain these relationships or things that they're going through. So mm-hmm. it made me as a writer, you know, if you want to be able to help people and you don't want to be directly and say, you know, you need to do this. But through mm-hmm. my writing, I like to try to get that message out to them.
Okay.
And to empower them.
Very good. Yeah. Very good, Miranda.
Hello,
Tiff. Love to call her Randy Bun because we go back. We go back. So, Mama, tell me, why is it important for you to be a part of a production like this?
Well, I love Darnell. I think he is talented, brilliant mm-hmm. young man, and I believe in his work mm-hmm. and also what it represents. Mm-hmm. I play a young woman named Tia. We're going to give her a last name. Jenkins. Tia Jenkins. And it's about young women that go through this all the time. Mm-hmm. Me being a woman in the urban city, I've experienced mm-hmm. it myself, whether mm-hmm. it be mentally witnessing mm-hmm. it, you know, or whether it be physical. Mm-hmm. I think it's important that it shouldn't be swept under the rug. Mm-hmm. A lot of issues resurface because people don't want to talk about them,
right.
but they keep on existing nonverbally. So mm-hmm. what you going to do about it?
Right. And your character is really interesting. What is it about her that intrigues you? And the person that you're playing opposite against the lead, who is the one who's being abused?
She's very flamboyant, mm-hmm. outgoing, but she has a good spirit, a good heart. But mm-hmm. like a lot of women, she's been hurt, mm-hmm. abused. So she uses that as a facade mm-hmm. to portray that she's so big and tough. But mm-hmm. in the midst of it all. You have the show.
Oh, he has another show.
Okay. you know, she's just a beautiful person. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, her mm-hmm. best friend, Tracy, we're going to call mm-hmm. Tracy, mm-hmm. Tracy Thompson. she is she's abused and mm-hmm. she's more calm, more mild.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So she's a little bit more passive.
Yes, she is. Where Tia okay. is more outspoken. Mm-hmm. Because they've been through the same things. They grew up in the same projects, mm-hmm. et cetera. But that's her way of coping.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, good stuff. Ben, hey. you are not the abuser in the play. Talk about why it's important for you to be a part of a production like this, and then discuss how your character relates to the lead who is actually the abuser in the production.
It's important for me to be a part of this production because domestic violence ultimately is going on, mm-hmm. Not only in the city of Philadelphia, but you know, across the country. Mm-hmm. It's a topic that's very dear to me. Mm-hmm. I haven't never been physically abused myself by mm-hmm. a woman. Mm-hmm. But I hear of stories of women in situations that, you know, are either being physically abused, mm-hmm. emotionally abused, or psychologically abused. And when I hear those stories, it just does something to me, you know, to my inner being, because mm-hmm. ultimately I don't believe that anyone should ever be abused mm-hmm. in no way, shape or form. And it's like, you know, when you come across females in a workplace or in the streets, mm-hmm. I'm gonna go out on a limb and say about 85 to 90% of the time when you talk to these women. Mm-hmm. And they start talking about their past, there mm-hmm. has been some type of abuse at some point, mm-hmm. whether it be their last relationship or the right. relationship before that one.
Family
mm-hmm. members being abused, abusing them.
Right.
You know, so it's very dear to me. And I just want to just get a message across, you know, to the people, to the masses, of how to go about getting out of that situation, because a lot of females don't know how to get out of a situation. They feel like that, you know, they're dug in too deep, or right. they feel like this individual wouldn't be beating on me
right.
if he didn't love me.
Right.
And that is
right.
so far from the truth that it's
talk about it.
Yeah. Mm.
Talk about it. So, yeah. It's a difficult subject yes. to discuss, but unfortunately so many people are involved, especially men. And that's the one part of this domestic violence subject we don't spend a lot of time on, because you figure a man stepping forward and saying he's been abused, mm-hmm. come on, what kind of man is he? I ain't gonna let a woman yeah. beat on him. Nah. You get all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So let me just speak to the men for a second. When you hear about guys who actually have been abused, you know, what runs through your mind? How would you handle it if it were you? I'll let you marinate on that for a second, because I see them thinking like, you know, if a woman or anybody was mm-hmm. actually, you know, abusing you. And remember, abuse is not always physical. It could be emotional. It could be financial. How would you respond? And then think about how you respond to guys who actually admit, yo,
I mean, if a young man comes up to me and tells me that, you know, mentions to me that he's being abused by a female, my initial thought would be that young man is weak.
Mm.
Initially, not saying that thought is right, but that I'm just being honest and being upfront about my initial thought. Like, and I'm looking at this person like, how can you actually allow yourself to not only be abused, but be abused by a female? Then ultimately I would, you know, try to, I don't want to really give advice, you know, but I try to provide solutions or ways that the individual can get out of that predicament.
Now, I'm glad you brought that up. I'm glad you were being really honest, because isn't that overall the problem, reason why people don't speak up for anything? Because they assume that people are going to think I'm weak, whether it's a male or a female, especially a male. But if you say I'm being abused, the first thought from the other person is, well, why don't you stop? Like, what you staying there for?
Mm-hmm.
As if it's always just that easy.
Yes, I think a lot of times it has to do with your self-esteem
and
who you see yourself to be and you know, the confidence you have in yourself. Because I know a lot of times, and speaking on a woman's point of view, we place ourselves in abusive situations where we had no business being in the first time, but it's about how we feel about ourselves and where we see ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our, you know, intuitive side really speaks to us, whether we choose to ignore it or not, that's up to us. But a lot of situations can be avoided. And then also, like you were saying, people grow up seeing this, thinking it's okay. You know,
this is just what happens.
Yeah, you know, my grandfather abused, you know, whoever, and I've witnessed it all my life. This is just how it goes down. And if you can't handle that, you're a punk.
Yeah.
Why are you complaining about it?
Right. You know? All right. Let's bring the audience into this, because, you know, this show is not this show without you. So, my lovely listening audience, give us a call. My question to you is, why do you think people stay in abusive relationships, be they male or female? That's the first part of the question today. Reach out to us at 215-263-1039. Why do you think people stay in abusive relationships? 215-263-1039. Perhaps you were someone who was in an abusive relationship and you'd like to give your testimony on your aha moment when you realized it was time to go. And how did you go? How did you get up out of that? How deep into the relationship was this? Were you 6 months in, 6 years in, 16 years in? Let's give us a call. 215-263-1039. I want to ask you guys, you know, that same question. I'll start with you, Darnell. Why do you think people, male or female, stay in abusive relationships?
A lot of times they stay in abusive relationships because they're afraid that the person that's abusing them can either kill them or hurt someone in their family. So that plays a major part in why people stay in these abusive relationships.
Okay, good stuff. Miranda, you kind of answered it just like a few seconds ago. Did you want to add anything to it?
I think sometimes it's what people know that's comfortable. You know, any type of change, whether it be good or bad, is, you know, it brings up, you know,
this is what I know, so.
Yeah, it's uncomfortable.
To do anything else would be like,
quote unquote, safe in a way.
Yeah, false safety, right, Ben?
A lot of times you have women who are not as independent as maybe the next woman, and I've seen in some situations where the guy was the provider, and the woman didn't work, so she would just take the abuse because she felt like, you know, either I got kids by this man, or he's taking care of me. You know, if I do leave this man, I won't be able to make it on my own. So they kind of feel like, you know, they kind of feel like they can't make it. So instead of just walking away from that abusive situation or relationship, they choose to stay to be ultimately taken care of.
Right.
And also the religious aspect, if I leave, God is going to punish me.
Okay. All right. Now, when you're talking about the abuser, because in domestic violence, all of the focus is on the the person that's abused, mm-hmm. but the abuser. What's up with that? Do the abusers know they're abusers? And how well is that handled in the production?
Again, with abusers and people that's being abused, mm-hmm. a lot of times the abuser themself has a backstory. As you'll see in this play, the character of Chris, that's the abuser, he has a backstory of what's kind of lash out and be the way that he is because of things that he went through in his past. So mm-hmm. I think that is all, both ways are connected to a backstory mm-hmm. to why people are acting a certain way.
But do you think the abusers know they are abusers? And if they know, mm-hmm. then what is going on in the mind that helps them to continue this behavior if they know they're doing something that's harmful?
A lot of times, then it depends on the situation again, because if they grew up seeing that, they'll think that's the right way. So they don't know that this is the wrong way to do because this is all they know. Mm-hmm. But if it's something they just picked up, you know, mm-hmm. then definitely they do know that they are an abuser.
Okay. Rand?
Oh, that's true. I think it's different for every situation. Mm-hmm. I believe some abusers use that power. They mm-hmm. love the power to feel, you know, almighty. Mm-hmm. I think some, even because I believe in, you know, our intuitive sides lets us know, but if that's something you've always been comfortable mm-hmm. being around and mm-hmm. that's who you are, it's mm-hmm. hard to change. And some right. people just, that's the way of life.
Okay. Okay.
Ben. Yeah, it's different in each situation. But sometimes, you know, a guy really can't control his emotions. Mm-hmm. And that's another sign of weakness. If you can't control your emotions, you know, that's a sign of weakness. And a lot of times females can be spiteful. they can get, you know, they get under your skin, say mm-hmm. different things to you. Mm-hmm. But I, in no way, shape, or form am I condoning mm-hmm. violence or beating on a woman. But sometimes females have to, you know, take a step back and look at, okay, I know if I say such and such to him, he's going to get angry. Mm-hmm. Or if I do this, mm-hmm. you know, he's going to get angry. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, to me, it's a psychological condition. It's some type of disorder. Mm. I'm not a psychologist, but, I do work in the mental health field.
Okay.
So I'm gonna go out and say that is some type of disorder. I mean, because you have to know that that's wrong. You know, beating on anybody mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're like that. I mean, that to me, I would think that's like common sense. Like you know, you don't.
Well, you know, the common sense ain't common. But let's just put that there and let it sit for a while. Okay, so we want to go to the phones. And the question to you, my listening audience, is why do you think people stay in abusive relationships? Give us a call, 215-263-1039. Let me add this one there, too. If you want to be so bold and so transparent this morning, you can even be anonymous. If you are or were, in fact, an abuser and you have since stopped, if you would like to tell your story about what started it, and when was your aha moment that you realized that you were abusing someone else? And again, you can remain anonymous, but we would love to hear the other side of that story as well. 215-263-1039. Let's go to Joy calling in from Germantown. Joy, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. How are y'all doing today?
All right.
All right.
Breathing on schedule. Thank you. All right, Joy. What's your comment?
Well, I'm listening on a conversation, and I was just thinking about in reference to why do people stay in abusive relationships?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times people stay in abusive relationships because they don't realize who their source is.
Mm.
But once you know who your source is, then you don't feel as though that you have to be controlled, or you don't feel as though you have to depend on a certain individual.
Okay.
And I just wanted to say that small, just add a little bit to the conversation in reference to that.
Mm-hmm.
Know who your source is. I know who my source is.
All
so
right.
Because I know who my source is, I don't feel like I have to depend on this individual.
Awesome.
And a lot of times people, they feel as though this person, like in reference to relationships, abusive relationships, they feel like this person, I'm going to get that love again, that love that I first felt.
Mm-hmm.
When a lot of times, sometimes it'd be a lustful love. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? It's mm-hmm. not a love of God.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you have a love of God, you don't feel as though you have to put your hand or abuse a person in any shape or form or fashion.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you so much, Mama. I appreciate you listening.
And y'all have a wonderful day today.
You do the same. All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Dina calling in from Southwest Philadelphia. Dina, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi. Yeah. Welcome.
I'm calling because I was in an abusive relationship for about 2.5 years.
Okay.
And let me say, I had never lived with a man until I lived with this gentleman. He was a great provider. This is what kept me there, the security, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he was only physical with me one time, but it was psychological. And that, I think, hurt worse than him hitting me, you know? And my aha moment was when he told me to get out, which he had done before, but he took all of my clothes out of the closet and threw them on the floor. And I knew then that it was really time to go, you know? And I didn't see him again for 5 years after I left. And it was my first day at work, because I work in a mental health field as well.
Okay.
And he was working in this restaurant. And when I heard his voice, I was paralyzed with fear. I could not move, you know. And he came over and he hugged me. I didn't hug him back, but he did come over and hug me. Oh, I've been trying to find you. I've been looking for you. And I'm saying to myself, not again. Please, not again. Because not only was he an abuser, he was a stalker.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to say this, Dina. I'm really glad that you did get out of that situation before anything really tragic happened. So I'm glad you had your aha moment and you followed it.
Yeah.
All right. Good stuff. Thank you so much for listening, and thanks for the phone call.
Thank you. God bless.
All right. God bless you as well.
Bye-bye.
All right, stay right there. We're going to continue our conversation. And again, I want to know from you, why do you think people stay in abusive relationships? Also, if you are or were an abuser, we would love to hear your story. What made you do it? And when did you have your aha moment when you realized what you were doing was wrong? Give us a call, 215-263-1039. We'll be right back with more conversation after this.
You're listening to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station. Now, back to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome back to the second half of our program for today. We are in the midst of a very deep discussion about domestic violence. Right before the commercial break, I asked you this question. Why do you think people stay in abusive relationships? And I'm also putting a call out to anyone who has ever been an abuser. And you, I'm not just talking about the fellas out there, but any ladies who have ever been abusers. And what was your aha moment when you realized that that is what you were doing and what made you stop? So give us a call, 215-263-1039. Let's go right back to the phones. We have Torrance from Pottstown, PA. Good morning. You're live on the air.
Yes. How you doing?
I'm good.
First and foremost, I'd like to thank God for letting me turn 49 today.
Oh, happy birthday.
I've been on both sides of it.
Okay.
Like, I've seen my mother being abused by my father. So I was raised not to touch a woman until the woman that I thought I fell in love with, she was abusive. And she hit me in the head with a baseball bat.
Oh, wow.
And because I didn't know the definition of love, I thought I was still in love. And then we ended up having kids together, and we stayed together for years. But I found me becoming an abuser, whereas though she wouldn't allow me to leave without doing something to me. And so then after, because being a man and being stronger, after she would hit me and me not being strong enough not to hit her back, I would feel sad afterwards. And I found out a lot of people that do abuse, they had the people thinking, feeling sorry for them. But then, you know, that's when I was a young man. So mm-hmm. now, you know, I always found out as I got older that you got to actually find out what somebody's definition of love.
Mm-hmm.
But I had women tell me, if you don't hit me, you don't love me.
Wow. And that I'm glad you mentioned that, because I think, Miranda, I think you brought that up a little while ago, just the whole misconception of what love is and what it means.
Yes.
To show love. And too many people think that showing love has something to do with some kind of a physical abusive type action.
Yes, because that's what they know, that's what they heard or have seen, or that's what they think.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times we have to learn how to love ourselves.
Right.
You know? Like
right.
he said, what's the definition of love? He didn't know at that time.
Right, right.
Then growing up, and see, I grew up in Frankfort in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of violence.
Mm-hmm.
So it was racial violence, so violence was just part of life.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Even if you wasn't violent, eventually you would either get beat up or have to be violent.
Mm.
But I just thank God that he changed the way I thought and the way I think.
Right, right.
So he's been real good with me.
Well, I'm so glad to hear that. And I'm certainly glad you were open and transparent enough to share this this story, because you don't get to hear it from the side of the person who was an abuser, and also you don't get to hear a man's side of it, a man who's actually been abused. And I thank you for being strong enough to open your mouth and speak that today. All right, amen. Thank you so much for your phone call. You have an awesome day.
You too.
All right, bye bye. Let's go to Fred calling in from Voorhees, New Jersey. Fred, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. Hi. First off, giving all honor to God and thanking God for having this opportunity to speak out mm-hmm. on a subject that is so touchy in this world that we live in today.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, when we think of abuse, we always think of the opposite of abuse. We always think of the woman getting abused and not the man. We mm-hmm. very rarely yes. hear about men getting abused.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think that most people who go into relationships of abuse, mm-hmm. from the beginning, the abuser never shows that he's an abuser. Because
mm-hmm.
if someone shows you that they're an abuser, it would be idiotic for you to get into a situation or a relationship with them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, the deceit starts from the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And once that deceit takes place, given the situation and the circumstances around it, and most of it is by necessity, and I'll just give a quick example. Say a woman is looking for someone to take care of them, or a man is looking for someone to be there for him. They're not going to actually do that. They're not going to be, their attention is not going to be on the abuse. It's going to be on a necessity that they're coming into the relationship for.
Mm-hmm.
Now, after a period of time passed by, then they'll begin to start to see the effects of the abuse as the relationship goes on. No abuser just comes straight out from the beginning and show that he is an abuser or she is an abuser. And most of the time, when we think of abuse, we think of it coming from the man's side and not the woman's side. But I'm here today to speak to say that there is a whole lot of females out there, and not stereotyping all females, but there are females out here that do abuse men. And it don't have nothing to do with them being weak. It mm-hmm. has something to do with their circumstance or their situation.
Mm-hmm.
And until God comes in and intercedes in the situation, then they're going to continue to be involved in the relationship or in the situation.
All right.
So it takes God to come in and to show them through discernment what is actually going on and give them the power and strength to move forward.
All right. Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts and definitely sharing yourself with us this morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. You have a great day.
Yes.
All right. Bye-bye. And it's interesting, he was talking about how abusers don't show that they're abusers in the beginning. Now, early in the program, I mentioned that I produce a TV show called The Hype, and it is an extension of the Healthy Lifestyles Workshop for Black Teen Girls called CLAY. And in this upcoming episode this Thursday, and I'm saying this because I really want people to to check out the show. It's a good show. It's a talk. I'm not saying it just because I'm the I'm really not. But it's not about me. But the young ladies who host and write the show are the facilitators of this Healthy Lifestyles Workshop. And this upcoming episode is about domestic violence. Mm-hmm. And it's this Thursday, 6 o'clock on Comcast Channel 66, our sister station, 100.3 WRNB, Moshe Loren, who is a survivor of domestic violence. She is actually on the show talking about her Love Yourself campaign. And there is a very interesting segment, which I love because an awesome actor, awesome couple of actors are participating in it. And it is the early warning signs of dating violence. So I definitely want you to check it out because the actors play out scenes that are very everyday situations, which should be early indicators to you, whether you're a teen or whether you're an adult, that the person you're with could potentially be violent down the line. So, like our previous caller was saying, sometimes they do show it. You just have to know what you're looking for.
Yes.
And there are certain signs that should be an alarm in the back of your mind, like,
absolutely.
You know, and if you don't get a strong even the light should be enough for you to pause and just really think about that. Before we go back to the calls, have you guys ever had a situation where you had that about somebody and you ignored it and you found out later? You should have listened.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes, indeed.
Plenty of signs.
Do you feel like talking about at least one of those where that was potentially an early warning sign of domestic violence?
Of course.
I think for me, seeing a lack of, not a lack, but a controlling point, where it's like where I need to know where you at all times, or type of thing, where right there, you know, something is wrong.
It's that's not
totally
cute.
Totally insecure, or, you know. Something's about to go down a little bit later on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, good. Always wanting to know where you are. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, it was around when I was 19. That was a long time ago.
Hush face, it wasn't that long.
And it was this guy that I met, and he later became my boyfriend. We've been separated. Well, we weren't married, but we broke up.
Yeah.
And I knew immediately after the first date when he was blowing spit bubbles at me that I was like, this character is not for me. And I felt like I had a outer body experience. I was looking at the situation and it was like, this is not for you, but I continued to stay. And he was verbally abusive.
Okay. And what made you stay, even though you had that early indicator, like first date was like, no, what made you stay?
I don't know if I was, I have no idea.
Okay.
I mean, it could have been lust and I don't know.
Okay.
But it's over.
Amen. Amen on that. It's over. Amen on that. Ben.
Yeah. I mean, you see the red flags most of the time. Mm-hmm. But your mind gets taken away from them red flags because this person looks good, or you know, they smell good, or they, you know, they got a lot of money. So a lot of times those red flags just
disappear.
You just ignore them. Yeah.
Okay, let's try to get one more phone call in, because believe it or not, we're like at the end of the show already. Wow. Oh my goodness. Let's go to Denise calling in from West Philly. Denise, good morning. You're live on the air.
Yes, good morning. How are you guys?
Good. Right. How are you?
I just like to thank God for blowing the breath of life for me and giving me another chance.
Amen.
Yes.
What's your comment?
I just want to say, it's a lot of reasons. It's many, many reasons why some, be it male or female, may stay in an abusive relationship. And I'm going to speak for myself. Mm-hmm. I was once there. Mm-hmm. I had got with the guy. And now this is after people, other women, was telling me that this guy was abusive in his past relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I still, in turn, because he looked good, and I heard somebody speak about that earlier, he looked good, and he sound good, and I continue, you know, and once in it, you know, the other thing played out, the sexual part and the lust.
You can get lost.
Yes, and I didn't see it, in the beginning. I didn't see it. And thank God it was only, I didn't stay with this guy for only a year.
Okay.
And it only happened a couple of times. But the red light indicator came on when the third time after he put his hands on me, I was 6 months pregnant with his child.
Oh, wow.
And he beat me down in the street. Wow. And he took me to his house, and he tried to kill me because he tried to, and I don't know what he was thinking, but he tried to stick his fingers up my nose and try to cause me to stop breathing. And it was at that point that something came. The God of my understanding, it's time for you to go because this man is going to kill you. Right. And I'm glad I did leave. Right. And looking back at that now, yes, there are red flags that let you know that this is not right. And the gentleman spoke about it a little while ago. He said that when you become controlling, like you want to know your every mood, they want to know where you at, why you ain't called, those are control issues.
All right.
And then this man, his nose used to twitch. Or when I knew he was getting angry or to that boiling point level, his nose, between the bridge of his nose, used to light up.
Oh, wow. So you had physical sick.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Ms. Denise, I'm sorry. We literally have 1 minute left in the program, so I need to close out with my guests. But I wanted to say thank you so much for sharing that. I'm so sorry
that happened. Okay. I'm just glad to have gotten in to talk to you guys.
Amen.
Thank you for sharing.
And you guys have a wonderful weekend.
All right, you do the same.
All right,
bye-bye. And believe it or not, that's it. That's all we have. I want to remind everybody that this show, Girl, He Loves Me, is next weekend.
You can visit www.darnellrichardson.com or call 215-324-0632 for tickets.
All right, and our producer Larry is going to put that information on praisephilly.com. Again, thank you guys so much for being here. I thank you for getting up early in the morning and sharing your stories and just talking about the show.
Yes.
All right, thanks again. And don't forget, I done did something crazy. Don't forget to check out the show The Hype. It is a TV show for, by, and about young women. You can check it out on Comcast Channel 66 or 966, Fios Channel 29. And 30. This week on Thursday at 6 p.m., the episode is about domestic violence. And within the episode, early on in the episode, you can check out the early warning signs of dating violence. Definitely check that out. If you missed last week's episode of The Hype, you can go to YouTube and look for Sihle Philly, S-I-H-L-E. Philly on YouTube, and there you can see last week's show. With that, I want to say thank you to my offsite producer, Donovan West, and my in-studio producer, Larry. Thank you for all that you do. Have a peaceful, positive, and productive day. Marriage Beyond the Vows is next. Bye-bye.